Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ken, thanks again for the time, man. I started last week's interview, and I want to ask you the same question again. That's how creative I am as a host. But I'm curious. I mean, the games come out. I asked you last week the first thing you look at. So now we have a little bit more to go off of, right? You got some wild card matchups outside of the two teams that had first round buys. These lines are coming out. We know the matchups as of Sunday night. First thing that Ken Barkley's looking at and or identifying going into these divisional round games.
Sure. So I'll transport you back in time. Good to be with you guys, by the way. Good morning. I'm extremely excited for divisional weekend. I think the first thing that I'm looking at when the lines come out, so we'll transport back to, you know, it's Sunday night and it's Monday. Obviously, the Cardinals and the Rams played Monday, but we had all those other games take place on Saturday and Sunday. First thing I'm thinking about is what injuries were sustained in the wild card games that might have a significant impact on not just what I think is going to happen in the divisional round, but where the line is going to move. And one thing, you know, I'm sure you guys know this, I'm sure your listeners know this, just following NFL line movements, it's not very much about like sharp opinion or like this whale came in and bet $1 million on one side. The line movement is actually very, very often dictated by injury reports and who we think is going to play and who we think is not going to play. So the first thing that I was thinking, just, you know, to put myself kind of back in those shoes a week ago was, oh man, like Cincinnati suffered a lot of defensive line injuries. I bet that number is going to move more toward Tennessee than what the market expects. What is the injury report going to be like for the Niners when we had just watched Nick Bosa and Fred Warner both get hurt and be unable to finish the game against the Green Bay Packers? What is Tampa's offensive line going to look like against the Rams? Could that dictate line movement during the week? So I think those are some things that are very unique to this week. One other thing that's unique to this week is the impact of the week off for teams like Green Bay and Tennessee. Yeah. How much are you kind of weighting that in terms of making a number? It is very significant in the betting market every year, divisional weekend, even when there used to be two teams that got buys, and now obviously there's only one in each conference. That was a very strong kind of factor in the numbers that you're seeing in the market. So injuries for each team that occurred recently, and then how much am I weighting kind of the advantage of having time off?
Yeah, Ken, you know, you and Nick do a great job, and congratulations, by the way. I saw it yesterday from Nick that you guys are like top 80 most downloaded podcasts. It's awesome. You guys are doing a great job on the BetQL Network.
Thank you. Let
me ask you, like, as a very confident individual, and you run through these numbers, is there a team and a side that maybe you loved at the start of the week and you've kind of second-guessed yourself at all in terms of seeing the other team inside of that matchup?
Yes. And I would say this happens very, very rarely. And it's crazy that you're asking me this question this week because it has happened this week where I've actually bought out of a bet that I made very early in the week. And we're actually, for people who are listening who also listen to our show, we're going to talk about this on the show today because I never do it. And I did, and I'm actually really glad that I did, even though the game hasn't happened yet. I bet Tampa early in the week at a pretty good number. I bet them at like a really, like basically 2.5 even, so 2.5 with no juice on it. It opened 2. I felt like the true line in the game had to be probably 3 juice toward Tampa if, you know, the more that I kind of ran my numbers for it. And I was like, all right, if I get under 3 with Tampa, I just have to bet it. And like, let's see what happens over the course of the week. And the more I think about just the game intuitively, just how I think it's going to play out, and the more that I read injury reports for Tampa and just try to get a sense of what this is going to look like, we don't have a lot of information to go on. We don't know whether Leonard Fournette's going to play. I don't think he's going to play. More importantly, we don't know whether Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen are going to play, two of Tampa's, you know, their best unit is their offensive line. These are two of their offensive linemen who have played basically every single snap the entire season, this was supposed to be an advantage for Tampa Bay against any opponent. It's supposed to be, one of their strengths going into the game, and it might end up being an incredible weakness against Von Miller and Aaron Donald. That alone, honestly, I'm just like, is this a valuable bet anymore? Like, I can buy out of this now for free, basically. I can get the same number, same juice on the opposite side. Like, I can just, it can be a mulligan, basically. And I never take a mulligan. Usually I don't get phased out by stuff later in the week. But with how the Rams played in their first meeting, the roster that Tampa's kind of bringing into this game, basically four straight weeks of Panthers, Jets, Panthers, and a really hapless Eagles team. Like, this is just not even in the same zip code as that matchup was. So I know a little bit of a long-winded answer, and it doesn't lead to a valuable bet necessarily on the game, but the more I think about the game, the more I actually think the Rams are going to win.
I love that answer. Now, I like the Rams too, and I feel like I'm not even Catholic, but I feel like when I gamble against Tom Brady, I need to go to confession and like, sorry, Father, I have sinned. Like, where is that fear in that game? Because I know that's the – I'm with you. Every matchup I'm looking at, the offensive line's banged up. The Rams' defensive line is dominant. Their wide receivers are banged up. I know Eric Weddle's off of retirement, but you got Jalen Ramsey to maybe go one-on-one against Mike Evans. We saw the Rams get their running game going right. They're healthy on that side. All these matchups I love, and I'm getting points despite the fact that they're, you know, you're going on the road, but they're 2.5-point underdog. But it's the Tom Brady factor that has me terrified.
I don't blame you for thinking that. And we have two games this week, which are pretty bizarre in that way, where if you want to right now, you can bet Tom Brady under a field goal favorite in a home playoff game, and you can bet Patrick Mahomes under a field goal favorite in a home playoff game. And these are two things that are, well, to sort of carry over the analogy that you're making, blasphemous, right? You would never see them in an NFL betting market. But they do make sense, and it's because so many of the teams remaining, basically everyone except Cincinnati and Tennessee, the other six teams, I have them all rated almost identically. Like, I have them very close to each other. They're the six best teams in the league by basically any measurements, and they're all playing each other. So you're going to see small spreads in a lot of cases. Green Bay had the week off. That's why that number's bigger. But it makes it tough to kind of unpack the games and figure it out. So I know it's weird. Oh, Brady under a field goal. I have to bet that. Mahomes under a field goal. But I really don't think that's necessarily the valuable bet in either game. Every time I think about this game in my head, it's just like, I think the Rams are going to be able to move the ball, explosive pass plays down the field. Now, DeSean Jackson had a huge game in the first meeting, so that's kind of like an apples and oranges thing, but I think Odell Beckham is going to just absolutely crush this game, basically as he has for about six straight weeks with a million touchdowns and a million targets. I just think the Rams offense is going to be too much, and then you're having Tom Brady and a bunch of guys who have never been in the spot before, and maybe two offensive linemen who are backups. You know, it's just the Eagles were able to pressure him a ton once those guys left the game. So I think a lot of tricky stuff for Tampa that just made me buy out of that position. Mm.
Ken, have you ever considered or what your family would think if you legally changed your name to Lockie Lockerson? I keep looking at your Twitter handle and it's just unbelievable. And you're working in the gambling sphere. So it's like, I'm more just curious if you ever consider it. It's a great name.
Well, I appreciate that. It was supposed to be like a joke throwaway name. Like, I'm sure a lot of people, like when you start a company, I'm sure you put a lot of effort into thinking of like the name and the branding and the slogan and the logo for that company. Like, you really wanted to, you know, like Uber and Lyft and, you know, like Amazon and all these big companies. Like, oh, we want these to like stand for something. So I was working at ESPN where I worked for about a decade in production. You're kind of working behind the scenes on a lot of shows like SportsCenter and stuff. And at that time, gambling was an incredibly taboo thing. Like, I couldn't work at ESPN and just like be on sportsbook apps on my phone. Like, while I was at work, that would be like a weird thing. I would like feel like I could face discipline for that. So I had to create basically a non-company related Twitter account to engage with people on sports betting, because, and to show you how far we've come, right now I'm on the air and we're just talking about it. You can bet anywhere and it's legal, but that's how it used to be. And we're talking about 10 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, this was like a big deal still. So I created this Twitter account and I was like, what's some fakey, stupid gambling name that I could come up with really quick, because I just had to create this second Twitter account. I was like, Lockie Lockerson, whatever. And to just see it morph into what it's become is actually, it's like just something just absolutely bizarre. Could never have imagined it when I created it.
Oh, I love that it's like a Bodie McBoatface situation. And I also love thinking about you and Stanford Steve meeting secretly in a basement to talk about lines early on at ESPN. Let me ask you about this one though. Cincinnati, Tennessee. I've kind of gone back and forth on this one. I can see Burrow and company keeping this close. You know, I think the Titans have like five or six games this year where they've won by three or like right in that area. So maybe there's some models that say Cincinnati has some value at +4. I've also seen some BetQL models that projects the score to be like 25-27. If you were betting Tennessee, Cincinnati, and I assume you are you leaning more side or total for that game?
I am leaning more to the side. The total, I think, is very tricky, actually, because the interesting part about this game, I think I have Cincinnati nailed. I think I have their rating really, really well. I have come in very close to the closing line on all of the games that they played for the last couple weeks. I think I got them pretty good. Tennessee, I have no clue about, honestly, in making a number, and I don't think anybody can have a clue. Yeah. I mean, this collection of players, Derrick Henry's going to be activated. He has a plate in his foot. He's going to play. This collection of players has not played since week 8. Like, there were 18 weeks in the regular season, and we've had a playoff round. It's been a long time since we've seen this collection of players. The defense has played better down the stretch. The offense obviously was missing Derrick Henry. What is the true rating for this team right now? Now, I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question, so I think making a number is a little tricky. Now, I do have an opinion on the game. I like Tennessee. I bet 2.5 when it first opened because I had a feeling this was going to happen. If you wanted to play the game now, I actually like Tennessee's money line a good amount. I think they win by 3 a lot, but I actually think they're more likely to win than the market does, like minus 170, minus 180. Mm. For all the talk about Burrow and the offense and everything, the Raiders last week committed about 5 million mistakes. They went 1-for-5 in the red zone. Yeah. They actually outgained Cincinnati on a yards per – think about that. The Raiders outgained Cincinnati on a yards per play basis. And Cincinnati obviously wins and advances. I have no expectation that they're going to play well in this game. Nothing about last week would have told me that they're going to play well in this game. And it's still Burrow on the road for his first road playoff start against a team in Tennessee that does very well with extra time to prepare. That's one of Mike Vrabel's strengths historically off of buys and on many buys off Thursday night games. The team basically always covers in those situations. Yeah. So I expect a good version of Tennessee in this game. Now, maybe it lands 3. Because of how Tennessee plays, and they generally don't blow a lot of teams out. But I will gladly, honestly, lay the juice and play them to just win this game.
Yeah, on that note, to close it, Mike Vrabel, 8-0 in his career, outright and against the spread with 9 days between games. So he is a safe bet when he gets that extra time off, for they had the bye last week. So we'll see. That one probably the game everybody's overlooking a little bit, and I hope it's a good one to kick off the weekend. We need some good games after the kind of snoozer that was wildcard weekend. Host of the You Better You Bet, the Odyssey Sports Betting Expert, Ken Barkley. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Give them a follow on Twitter with that handle we're talking about, at Lockie Lockerson. Thanks so much for the time, man. Continued success. We always appreciate it, and hopefully we can do it again soon. Thanks for the time here in Portland.
Thanks, guys. Good luck this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.